How do you prepare for the greatest event in human history? Hi, I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama, and I'm excited to welcome you to Fraser 365. In this study, we're asking what it looks like to truly and thoroughly prepare ourselves for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is our hope that you come to a deeper knowledge of the gospel as we're challenged and encouraged in the days to come.
You're listening to Day 2 of Preparation for Resurrection. Our title today is Be Reconciled. Kenneth Shenick said, "Reconciliation to God is the very essence of Christianity." Our text today is 2 Corinthians 5:20b through 21. We implore you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. For our sake, He made Him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in Him we might become the righteousness of God. The word Lent comes from the Old English word lentzen, which means to lengthen. This signifies the springtime season when daytime becomes longer. So, during this lengthening of days, Lent is a 40-day season of reflection, repentance, and reconciliation. Paul had an intense desire for believers to be reconciled to God. The word implore means to have a deep personal need, causing one to make an earnest, specific request. Bruce Barton and Grant R. Osborne write, "What was Paul's message that he had to deliver on Christ's behalf? It was to be reconciled to God." Paul phrased this command in the passive tense. He wasn't commanding people to reconcile themselves. They were incapable of doing that. Instead, Paul was announcing that they could be reconciled to God and that they should accept God's free gift of reconciliation. Paul did not announce this message half-heartedly. He implored, even urged and pleaded everyone who would listen to him to accept God's free gift of salvation. It was extremely urgent, for it would change their eternal destiny. Charles Swindoll provides deeper insight into the meaning of the term reconciliation. The word reconciliation was an accounting or financial term that literally meant an exchange or trade. Paul uses the term as its verb form, katalasso, in Romans 5:10-11, 11:15, and 2 Corinthians 5:18-20 to refer to a change in relationship because of the substitutionary work of Jesus Christ on the cross. Our sin and death have been reckoned to His account, while His life and righteousness have been transferred to ours. Therefore, the relationship between God and believers has been restored. The goal of this 40-day journey is to be reconciled to God. There is no better reason to be reconciled to Jesus than the love demonstrated by Christ at Calvary. Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross would provide the ultimate exchange known as double imputation. When we accept the gift of salvation, all our sins are placed on Jesus, while all the righteousness of Christ is credited to our spiritual account. This incredible double exchange reconciles us back into a right relationship with God. Lent is a season focused on this reconciliation. Why would a believer who has encountered this transformation at the cost of Jesus' life allow anything or anyone to come between their relationship with God? Since Paul knows the price Jesus paid and the love Christ offers, he implores us to be reconciled to God. May the following story encourage you to pursue reconciliation with God. In her youth, Elizabeth Barrett had been watched over by her tyrannical father. When she and Robert Browning were married in 1846, their wedding was held in secret because of her father's disapproval. After the wedding, the Brownings sailed for Italy, where they lived for the rest of their lives. But even though her parents had disowned her, Elizabeth never gave up on the relationship. Almost weekly, she wrote those letters. Not once did they reply. After 10 years, she received a large box in the mail. Inside, Elizabeth found all of her letters. Not one had been opened. Today, those letters are among the most beautiful in classical English literature. Had her parents only read a few of them, their relationship with Elizabeth might have been restored. During this season of Lent, read God's Word and these corresponding devotions as love letters written by Him to you. Here's some questions to consider. How does the word implore, used by Paul in today's scripture, intensify your desire towards reconciliation? What does the double exchange that happened through Calvary, experienced at your salvation, mean to you? In this season of longer days, how can you lengthen your approach towards seeking God? Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day.